Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Bob Fisher being back on the show. Robert J. Fisher, Certified Financial Planner, CFP, is the author of The Naked Portfolio Managers, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. He is he's also a guy who does a lot of thinking about how businesses like you and I can get better at what we do. And you and me can improve our businesses. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic right now. Bob Fisher, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back again.
It's good to have you back. Bob, you've got some ideas on how to generate new ideas in a business. One of the things that happens in a small business, as you probably know, is we wallow out little nests for ourselves. We wallow out our own little world, and we find a way to be successful. My friend Joel Barker calls that a paradigm. We build a paradigm around ourselves. This is how we see the world. This is how we do business. And we find a way to be successful in that. But unfortunately, that's a model that isn't going to be successful in the future, because the world is moving faster than that. We have to continually be innovative. We have to continually create new ideas and come up with new ideas to meet our customer expectations. And that's the reason why I think your thinking, the way you think about new ideas, is helpful for small business owners. And you have something that you call concept extraction that I'd like for you to tell us about. Tell us what that means.
Well, concept extraction is a way of disrupting that paradigm that you talk about so that you can see new ideas. And, you know, we all have sort of blocks because of that paradigm. Mm-hmm. Things work this way. I mean, you think about radio. A long time ago, people thought, well, who would pay for radio because you get it free? You know,
right.
Who would pay for television because you get it free? Who would pay for water because you can get it out of the faucet?
Well, I had only been broadcasting 2 months in '97 when I had the opportunity to simulcast my show on the internet. I mean, there were very few people doing that in those days. I mean, that was almost blasphemy in those days.
And you had to disrupt that paradigm so mm-hmm. you could see new opportunities.
Right.
And so concept extraction is a tool for disrupting that paradigm.
And what does that tool look like?
Well, what we do is we take a really good idea and we say, well, what are the concepts here? And we pull those out. For example, you know, let's say you had a hardware store mm-hmm. and you were selling pressure treated lumber, and you had the rep from your favorite pressure treated lumber company that came in once a quarter, and he set up for the weekend, and he did a little show, and your customers came in, and he taught people all about pressure treated lumber, and you mm-hmm. sold a lot of lumber then. So what are some concepts we can extract from that? Well, that's a way to leverage other people's marketing dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to get free labor. That's a way to cross-sell.
It's a way to promote your business because you're bringing in a third-party expert.
Absolutely. It's a way of leveraging other people's expertise. Mm-hmm. So now if you stop and you say, well, what is a way that I can promote my business leveraging other people's expertise? Because you might only be leveraging the expertise of the pressure-treated lumber guy.
Right.
Maybe there's a way to leverage the expertise of the tools guy, or the grill guy,
right.
or other areas.
How did
and you force
how
your
did,
mind?
But when you say all that, to me, when you use the term concept extraction, that's not an intuitive connection. Help me make concept extraction intuitive.
Okay. Well, take your good idea and then ask the question. This is a way of doing what? Okay. So in our pressure-treated lumber guy, this is a way of leveraging somebody else's expertise. This is a way of getting free labor to help me sell.
Right. So you're saying take the example. All right, so we pretty much work this treated lumber guy. We got that down pat. You're saying take that idea, that approach, and extend it to other parts of our business.
Correct.
Taking that concept and extracting other ideas and using it in other parts of the business, which we're going to talk about some more with our good friend Bob Fisher after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.